Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
Yesterday on the show, we shared the news about one of our high schools, Notre Dame, has gone viral.
Can't touch this.
With a video that they've done a parody to MC Hammer's You Can't Touch This. It's all about the COVID-19. Sort of shows you different ways to shake hands, especially around a school, what you should be doing. And we thought it was great.
It was so good. It was so good. And like you said, it did go viral. So we thought we'd get the principal of Notre Dame College, John Cortese, and the two school captains, Abby and Patty. They're on the phone now. Morning, guys.
Morning.
Now, guys, talk to us. I don't know who's going to take control of this, if it's the principal or the students. Who was the mastermind behind this idea?
One of our deputy principals decided to try to move away from having documents and dot points about all the rules that we need to be featuring. And we said, well, let's go and talk about distancing and hygiene. And she said, we'll get one of our teachers who's an expert in putting video together. And they came up with a bit of a plan supported by our media person here, Anthony Brophy. And they decided to get some of the students and a couple of the staff together Saturday afternoon to do it. The two students you're talking to, by the way, are our captains.
Oh, the big dogs.
The ones in charge. Hey, kids, not to make it about Josiah and Herbie or anything like that, but did you know that we were both school captains as well? So look at your future, guys. Look at your future. Hey, Patty, when I was at school, though, the principal, I'll be honest, he wasn't as cool as the guy that I saw in that video. Is it pretty cool to have a principal that's willing to do this sort of stuff?
Yeah, he's got some pretty good dance moves on him. he usually gets involved with some pretty good stuff.
Now, Abby, what is your favourite handshake to do now that the coronavirus has been introduced and we can't actually shake hands?
Well, I like the elbow tap, a bit of something different, and like the foot coming up with the feet first is a bit of a strange feeling, but it's not bad.
I agree with that. The elbow tap's awesome. The only concern is I went to the bathroom just before and I opened the door with my elbow because I didn't want to touch with my hands. But I'm like, can coronavirus go on your elbow? So that was my only concern.
Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe you should stick to the foot tap.
Yeah, hey, I think so.
He's a soccer guy too, so that could work down your alley. Abby and Patty, what else? You guys are on holidays. It's been brought forward early. How are you feeling with everything at the moment?
Well, it's kind of hard to worry about the coronavirus now that it's going viral, but everything's pretty good. The school's handled it pretty well and we're all pretty much at ease.
Yeah.
Your video's gone more viral than the virus itself.
Have you gotten a lot of attention from friends and maybe students at other schools that are a bit envious that you guys are the clever ones behind this?
Yeah, well, at the start, when we told them we were making a video, they were all a bit like, oh, what's this going to turn out to be? But after seeing it, they were all loving it. They all want to be part of it. It was pretty funny, actually.
And, John, are you, obviously, when you do something like this, you do it as a good thing for your school community there at Notre Dame, but when you see it blow up all over the news, you get headlines around Australia, were you just blown away?
Totally blown away. And I've had comments from schools like Assumption College that they've shown it to all their staff and their students. I had contacts from teachers that I worked with previously at other schools from London that they've used it. So it's been fantastic, the reception that it's got. Just on Abby's answer about the best handshake, I did worry that when I do the kicking, that someone one day is going to say, education official kicks students. I mean, it's meant to be in a nice way. But the reception widely has been outstanding, and everybody, I haven't had a negative comment. Everybody's been talking about the fact that, you know, it's a good way to get a message out and plenty of people can use it and it's been positive in their particular communities.
It is amazing what you guys have done and it's huge. It's blown up, like you said. Where to next? I mean, do we get a second song? Are we going to have a school musical out of this?
Yeah, did Josiah and Herbie get a call up at all in one of your videos?
Well, I'm assuming it's not going to be anything major because I hope the Year 12 students here, our captains and all the others, are able to quickly settle in. I mean, it is all great fun, but, you know, to some degree it also is a time that's a bit tough and we haven't seen these sort of things in our life before and the students need to know that hopefully it'll turn around soon and they can get back to what is normal life in their studies because, you know, they're doing Year 12 and the intention is go off to work or uni next year and we don't want that interrupted. So, you know, in a fun message, there also is a sad time that this is a tough time for all and the community need to respect measures that our federal and state politicians have put in place.
Now, we love that you guys have put a fun spin in what is essentially a bit of a dark world at the moment. You've done a brilliant job on that. I do want to quickly get Ab and Paddy your thoughts. We've been wanting to speak to Year 12 students about VCE because it's terrible timing with it all. Has it added extra stress to you guys, or does it give you more time to study? How are you feeling about the exams?
Well, it's a bit stressful now because we don't really know what's going to happen, but hopefully we find out as soon as possible what's going to happen so then we can just plan accordingly.
Yeah, I feel like at the moment it's a bit of that unknown, so we're not really sure what's going to happen, but I'm sure with all the backup behind all of it, it'll get sorted out pretty quickly and we'll have a good idea of how it's going to roll.
I've no doubt in you guys and for the rest of the VCE students that you'll pull through. And if anything, you're going to have more of a reason to celebrate schoolies this year.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, well, we've been actually hoping that'll stay on. So.
Good point. Hopefully it's all sorted by then. But Notre Dame College should be proud. That's the principal, John Cortese, Year 12 school captains, Ab and Paddy. Thank you so much for your time, guys. And good luck. Hope the video keeps going bigger and bigger.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.